Taking a closer look, I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. There will be another investigation into how police handled the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas.
The Texas Department of Public Safety will conduct this review aimed at finding if there were any violations of, quote, policy, law, or doctrine. Officers waited more than an hour before confronting and killing the shooter, who murdered 19 children and two teachers. Mitch Renfro, uncle of one victim, on Fox and Friends First.
Approximately 400 officers stood by and failed our community, failed the state of Texas, and failed the children.
The Texas House just released its own damning report describing the law enforcement approach as lackadaisical. Roger Stern, Fox News.
The suspect in the mass shooting in a Buffalo, New York supermarket has pled not guilty. Peyton Gendron was in court today. He's accused of gunning down 13 people, most of whom were black. He faces multiple counts, including hate crimes and domestic terror. Jury selection has begun in the criminal trial of former Trump aide Steve Bannon.
He faces two counts of contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with a House January 6th committee subpoena. Each charge carries a possible sentence of 30 days to 1 year in prison. Prosecutors say they will lay out their case in about a day. Bannon is one of four former Trump officials held in contempt of Congress, but only two have been indicted by the Justice Department.
Fox's Lauren Blanchard. Two former White House aides are expected to testify at the House January 6th committee primetime hearing Thursday, as the panel is set to look at what Trump was doing as his supporters broke into the Capitol. Former Deputy National Security Advisor Matthew Pottinger and former press aide Sarah Matthews are expected to appear, according to the Associated Press. The two resigned immediately after the riot. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Police in Southern California say Trent Millsap, the suspect in the killing of former NASCAR driver Bobby East, had a warrant for his arrest when the confrontation with East took place.
Millsap was on parole for armed robbery, and the warrant was out there because he violated that parole. This happened Wednesday at a gas station about 30 miles south of Los Angeles. According to a witness, East had walked around behind the gas station where Millsap slept with his girlfriend, and that's when the altercation occurred. Millsap stabbed East in the chest and fled. 2 days later, as police tried to make the arrest, Millsap allegedly became confrontational and was shot after a police dog failed to subdue him.
Fox's William Lajeunesse. New research shows skin cancer death rates are higher for men than women in the United Kingdom.
The group Cancer Research UK found that male melanoma skin cancer deaths have increased by 219% since 1973. For women, that rate increased by 76% during the same period. The research center also noted 1,400 men die from melanoma each year compared to 980 women, and say men often had their cancers detected on their torso, which could be related to the habit of going shirtless in the warm weather. Researchers believe that a lack of sunscreen use of tanning beds, and an increase in vacations to sunny destinations contributed to this rise. In the U.S., men also have higher skin cancer diagnosis and death rates than women, according to data from the CDC. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
A retired Los Angeles prosecutor says a judge privately told lawyers he would renege on a promise and imprison director Roman Polanski for sexually abusing a 13-year-old girl in 1977. A transcript of testimony by Deputy District Attorney Roger Gunson was obtained by the Associated Press late yesterday. A lawyer for Polanski says he will seek to have the Oscar-winning director sentenced in absentia. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.